Hi, everybody. My name is Jack Tulse, and I'm here today to show you a few things about the authority of the believer in Jesus Christ. This authority we have not appreciated, and very few have used it to the capacity that the Lord wants. It's the most important teaching, I believe, in the Word of God, other than for salvation. And so, just in a few moments, I'd like you to listen and appreciate what the Lord has accomplished for you on the cross. First of all, let's go back to Genesis. Genesis 1, verse 28. It says there, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." Now, folks, dominion means control. So there, God gave absolute authority over everything that was alive and that moves on the face of the earth. Now, think about that. This means authority over plants and animals, authority over angels. They were alive on the earth and they move. Authority over evil spirits. They're alive and they move. Absolute authority and control on the earth. Now, man lost this authority at the fall, where Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God had said, "You shall not eat of it." They ate it and they turned that authority over to Satan, the enemy. Now, Satan is a fallen angel. And because that authority was turned over to him, there is evidence of this in Luke 4, verse 6. Starting with verse 5, "And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this authority will I give you, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it." Well, what did Jesus say about this? He acknowledged that was the authority that Adam had granted to Satan. Now, you might say, well, what happened after that? What happened is, Jesus, the Son of Man, who was all God and all man at the same time, went to the cross for us. And on the cross, he paid the price for man's fall and man's sin. Because he paid the price, and he was an innocent man, God raised him up from the dead on the third day and gave him all power and all authority. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, it's very clear there. And we read, Jesus is speaking. He says, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age," or the end of the world. Now you might say, well, what did Jesus teach them? He said to teach others what he had taught them. Jesus taught them in Matthew 10, verse 8. He said, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the demons. Freely you have received, freely give." This is tremendous authority, folks. We can corroborate that over in Mark chapter 13, verse 34. In this chapter, Jesus uses an illustration of himself to his disciples. He says, "For the Son of Man is like a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch." This authority can be validated by Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. These verses read, "And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These are very important verses, and the Lord corroborates that strong testimony over in John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. In these verses, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Folks, this is the authority that the Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and with his resurrection. We have it. Let's use it. And let's do everything for the glory of the Lord and for the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening.